One thing you said in 2012 was that the Forest Service identified nearly half of national forest land, which I think was about 4 acres out of every 10, are in need of restoration. That was in 2012. It's 2014. Has that number gone up or down?
Well, I don't have specific numbers on that, but knowing the outbreaks, continuous outbreaks that we're seeing with our bark beetles and other pests, I would suspect that it is going up. And that just further, again, calls upon all of us, not just the Forest Service, but all of us as forest land managers across the country, to continue to figure out how to work together to address these very important issues.
And when you say all of us, you're really reiterating what Secretary Vilsack said in 2009. He gave a talk then where he talked about it's an all-lands approach. It's not just a federal approach or a state approach or a tribal approach or private, that all of those have got to work together. And that's a fairly new focus, isn't it?
Well, it is. But I have to tell you, I reiterate Secretary Vilsack's message time and time again in talks that I give around the country, because our American public truly needs to understand that in order for us to address the forest restoration issues that we have in this country, we've got to do it together. And it's very encouraging since I've been in this business, operating as a state forester in the position that I'm in now, working with state agencies, of course, working with the federal agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service, and then working with our tribes. I'm seeing this collaborative effort grow and get stronger, and it's exactly the direction we need to stay on and really work to, again, inform our national public in regards to the restoration of our forests that has to happen.
There are state and tribal officials across the country who believe that they manage their forests way better than the feds manage theirs, but they have different challenges, don't they?
Most definitely. And, you know, having worked with tribes in my career and having worked on my own reservation, on the Mescalero Apache Reservation in southern New Mexico. You know, we're a timbered tribe. But again, in doing the work that we needed to do, we had to have the support of the Mescalero people. That was our public. And as Indian people, they were well informed in regards to the work that needed to be done. And so we gained that support. The various constituencies across the country, state agencies, federal agencies, you know, they have a different public that they have to answer to and involve in their decision making.
Nationally, there's a lot of debate about forest restoration, whether it's even needed, whether it should be just part of the natural cycle and so on.
That's exactly right. And so that's just another reason that all of us as land managers across the country, we've got to come together, work together to develop that common restoration message that we need to convey to the national public.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to environmental critics who say restoration is a code word for logging?
You know, they're looking at what has happened in the past. I'm looking as to what's currently happened and what I foresee happening in the future. And again, we learn from past mistakes. We work together to address the interests at hand, you know, habitat interests, economic interests, the viability of our communities. We have to look at this in a very holistic way, and we have to return the balance of management to the forest management of our forested lands in this country.
And that's more than logging.
Oh, definitely more than logging. That commercial piece is very important. But we can't go from one extreme to the other. We've got to look at, again, we've got to look at this in a very holistic, balanced approach, which that's what I'm starting to see come out of these strong collaboratives that are popping up around the country.
Even if you had the funding to do all the things you'd want to do, and that's a big, big if, you're still fighting time, aren't you, in terms of climate change is certainly speeding up, most scientists think. And here you are having restoration needs that are huge that even if you had the funding would take a long time to accomplish. Do you feel like you're fighting that as well?
Well, we definitely are. And again, that's the reason that the Secretary's message of an all-lands approach, which he stated back in 2009, we have to heed that and take it very seriously in looking at developing restoration initiatives and projects that are going to cover large landscapes.
How worried are you, Mr. Blazer, about this upcoming fire season? California is facing possibly horrendous fire season. Your home state, New Mexico, is also very dry. Colorado, Montana, we're not sure yet. We had a pretty good snow season this year, but it could be another devastating fire season, right?
Well, just before I left D.C., I was looking at the fire predictions going into the fire season, and you're exactly right. It's not looking good at all. Much of our western United States are in a very serious drought situation. We're very worried about the fire situation that we're going to have in the western United States.
The president and many members of Congress support the idea of paying for that firefighting differently, of taking the funds out of the natural disaster kitty instead of taking it out of Forest Service funds that would go to restoration or prevention. That would be, I'm sure, something that you think would be a great idea.
Well, I do think it's a good idea. Figuring out how to pay for these large catastrophic fires is something that needs to happen. And the reason for that, if we continue to try and cover these wildfire costs out of our appropriated budgets, out of our existing budgets, that only detracts money away from the non-fire-related programs where we're trying to do this restoration work.
It becomes a vicious cycle, doesn't it, in some ways?
It very much does. And so this new funding strategy that's being discussed will address this and allow us to use more of the money to do the forest restoration work that will help address these catastrophic conditions that we're trying to move away from.
It's going to be an interesting year, isn't it?
It definitely is. And we are working well together, though. We have some great fire agencies out there that work with our federal programs, tribal programs, state agency fire programs.
You're a glass half full kind of guy, Mr. Blazer, aren't you?
I tell you, I started my career fighting fire. I've been in situations where you very quickly gain a strong appreciation for what wildfire can do. And those that are out there and battling these large catastrophic situations, I have great admiration for.
Well, I've been speaking with USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment, Arthur Butch Blazer. Mr. Blazer, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's just wonderful being back in this area, Missoula. I have a lot of friends up on the Salish Kootenai Reservation, and I just love coming out here. It's just a wonderful part of this country.